WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey has close to 100,000 positive cases of COVID-19 and 5,368 deaths from COVID complications. 7,240 people remain hospitalized in the Garden State. 1,462 patients are on ventilators, but that is the lowest it has been since April 5th. 752 patients have been discharged from hospitals in the past 24 hours. The Rutgers COVID-19 spit saliva test we told you about last week is being fast-tracked. Brian Strom of the Rutgers Biomedical and Health Sciences Department says by next week,
we can test 10,000 people a day, and it is expandable in a modular fashion at an additional 10,000 people a day for a second module and yet a third 10,000 people a day.
Governor Murphy says if all goes well with this test, which gives results in 24 hours, it could be used to help reopen the economy in the coming weeks. More evidence is emerging that far more New Yorkers have had the coronavirus than the number confirmed by lab tests. Governor Cuomo says knowing how many people have antibodies could potentially help set policy on when to reopen parts of the state. Blood samples collected from about 3,000 people indicated nearly 14% had developed antibodies to fight the virus. Governor Murphy says much of the $1.8 billion earmarked for New Jersey under recent federal COVID-19 relief legislation is likely unusable and could have to be returned to the U.S. Treasury. Guidance says the funding can only be used for coronavirus-related expenses. Murphy says the state needs greater flexibility and also called for more direct cash payments from the feds. New Jersey still plans to release more than 1,000 prisoners as COVID-19 spreads among the inmate population. We won't hear their stories, though, but what was going on inside the prisons. NJ.com reports among the conditions of the release, the inmates have to agree not to speak to the media, and if they do, it's right back in jail for them. Theaters in New Jersey are hoping it will be curtain up instead of just curtains for them as coronavirus closures put the squeeze on live entertainment employees. The New Jersey Theater Alliance is working with its 30-member theaters to develop reopening plans, though there are no specifics yet able to be determined.
Many of our theaters are doing their budgets for next year, and they're doing, you know, 2 and 3 and 4 different scenarios.
What can you do to help? Executive Director John McEwen says if you had your money refunded from a performance that was canceled, consider repurposing that as a donation to the theater. Turn to NJ1015.com for more on New Jersey's coronavirus crisis. A gloomy, rainy Friday. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. 5 News Time, 10:07. Now New Jersey, 101.5 instant weather.
Pockets of rain will continue moving through the Garden State through the early to middle part of this afternoon. Then things break apart to scattered showers through around dinner time this evening. It'll be damp and breezy and cool. High temperatures today only around 50 degrees. Clearing skies tonight and lows on the chilly side around 40. Tomorrow, looking good. Dry during the day, sun in the morning, then clouds in the afternoon. Highs mainly in the lower to mid 60s. It'll be cooler along the coast in the 50s. Our next storm system will bring in some showers tomorrow night, and the first half of Sunday looks pretty wet with periods of rain, then scattered showers and a brisk wind Sunday afternoon. Highs range from the 50s for most of New Jersey Sunday, 60s in South Jersey only. Monday looks showery and cloudy and cool. Highs only in the 50s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Brunswick, 44 degrees. Alpha, 42. Jackson, 46. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.